or KEY today.
Most tax increases are very harmful to economic growth when you have the kind of sensitive economy that we have right now, with less than 2% growth in the last quarter. The last thing you want to do to an ailing economy is to saddle it with more taxes.
The talks continue, and we are hopeful that we'll be able to take advantage of the opportunity presented to us by the president's request to raise the debt ceiling.
And it's going to keep on going just like this. Cut spending, or what do you think? Shut her down. The news came that there was $6.1 million in staff bonuses, and that didn't sit well with a lot of sign-toting marching people in Washington because they're tired of the same old thing. We're in 2.5 wars right now. We're in the middle of what could only be a very ugly economic situation in so many households that I think it's a fantasy when people insist that we're over this sort of recession. What house are they living in? That's certainly not what we're hearing across America. Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. What a way to start the show. You just heard from two different points of view, well, similar points of view, but two different senators, Senator John Kyle from Arizona, and also Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, both throwing in their two cents as to what's happening with the deficit ceiling and ultimately what's going to happen there. So the Democrats are pushing. The Republicans are saying, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to fold in this case. The other side of this is looking at what the what some of the proposals are. Harry Reid, for one, says we got to start to talk about several different measures. How can we also stimulate the economy? Because it's pretty anemic. So what about a payroll tax cut, a tax holiday for corporate profits held overseas? And, what if we did that? So remember, there was a tax deal that was struck last year. And because of that, you get a little bit more, like a couple of cents more. It depends on where you were, what it breaks down to. But there are many considerations as to how do we move this forward? What do we do? Because we're out of the stimulus at this point. The Recovery Act money is gone. The Fed's bond buying program done this month. And yet, anemic is the word. There are definite signs that things are slowing even more. So ultimately, what do we do? We spent trillions and trillions of dollars because of the financial crisis, and that's really what's kept us off the tracks on our recovery with this economy. So how do we push it back on the tracks? And the answer is that we have to slash some things. I mean, really, there's not much you can do. You don't have the money. It would be like any of us. If something happens and you just don't have the money, what are you going to do? Play chicken with the bills? And that's what they're doing. They're playing chicken with the future generations behind us, but also currently where we are today. Default on the loans, don't default, get everyone scared. If we don't, we'll end up like Greece. Just look and see what's happening there. And then Ireland's right behind them, and look at what's going on across Europe. And yet there are no solid solutions, not solid solutions that look like they can happen on this issue of where do we go from here. And, Republicans are stuck just as well because they don't like the idea. They definitely don't like the idea of taxes. Chuck Schumer thinks the thing to do is to give corporations what they call a reparation holiday and use tax receipts as some money for, you know, for the bank. So, yeah, debt ceiling, any of these things that are being talked about are non-starters. At this point, non-starters. Oh, well. We're in that 11th hour, so there's going to be lots of conversation about that deficit ceiling. What do we do? What do we do with the debt ceiling? And what do we do with the non-existent budget? So get ready for more what we call sound bites on both sides of the aisle. I think people are frankly just tired of it all. I think they're tired of both sides of this, really. Let's move on to something else besides the deficit and debt ceiling and where are we going with the money situation to something equally as important and equally as divisive. In talking about Afghanistan, the Intercontinental Hotel became a deadly scene, I mean, eerily like Mumbai almost, where you had 11 civilians who were killed. There was a gunman that went in and started to open fire. So some NATO helicopters went after him and were able to hit the guy with the gun who was pretty brazen and just decided to open fire. A couple, actually like six Taliban, they say, just stormed in the Kabul hotel and just started to shoot. Even for people in Afghanistan, it was very over the top. They're looking to see if there might be more people that are killed. They say that, you know, this is just, what, 7-8 hours after it happened, and they've got security all over the place. Now, at this point, it happened at about, you know, early evening hours or 10 o'clock at night, about 2 a.m., they say 4 hours after the attack started, the helicopter started firing at the Taliban that were on the roof. They know and can confirm they killed at least three of them. And several, they say, might have been rigged with bombs. And even one of the suicide attackers called in to a network news operation to say that they were in the lobby and chasing guests into their rooms by smashing the doors of the rooms. And of course, the Intercontinental Hotel was supposedly a pretty safe place to stay with security surrounding it and whatnot. But terrible thing. They went into the hotel, killed the security guards at the entrance, and then just started to fire. Mm. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
You ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about.
About the buzz in Washington or the lack of imaginative solutions to the debt ceiling crisis, because it's a crisis. If nobody can come up with something and it's just a stalemate and a war of words, it makes no sense. Come on, these are the people we elected to fix the problems, right? Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think? Do you think our politicians are unimaginative?
No, just the opposite.
Really?
use your cell phone to send pictures of yourself to other women, so they have quite the imagination.
That's true. In certain areas they do. You're right.
Yeah. You're talking about the debt ceiling and all that. All they got to do is cut out this foreign aid to everybody.
I agree.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, that's why I think I agree with Ron Paul about that one good mark for him. Cut out all the, not just pick and choose who you want, but make everybody on notice that they're not getting no more foreign aid. How many trillions and trillions of dollars would that be?
It would be a lot.
Yeah, and just give it to the American people here. That stimulates the economy. Help out these people surfing the earthquakes and tornadoes and fires and what else. But I see when they found Bin Laden's raided place, they said his cell phone, they found, made some calls to the Pakistan intelligence office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're riddled with corruption. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The SI? Terrible.
Yeah, and all the time they act like they didn't worry that.
Yeah, and then they tried to come down on America and said, don't you ever do that again, and if you did, we would shoot you down, and yet they were complicit and they knew the whole time. That's not a shocker, but it's just proof, and it's good they have the proof.
Yeah. That's why it took so long to find these, because they kept tipping him off.
Sure, that somebody was close.
That's another reason to cut out their foreign aid. You know, how many billions of dollars we give Pakistan?
A lot.
Yeah, but we cut all that stuff out.
Sure, why do we want to keep giving them money when they turn their back on us? Yeah.
Yeah, it says it's supposed to be our friends and turn around and double cross us like that. So.
Right.
But, what's this, Michelle Bachmann, is she going to be a contender or just a pretender?
She's hired some good people that are veteran campaign people. They know how to weather negative news and how to spin news and how to get out there in front of things and to get your ideas out and whatnot. And so that part of her campaign, I think, is going to be pretty strong. I think that she's going to be there in the end. I don't know that she'll get the nomination, but she has much more staying power than I guess I initially really even thought she would have, but she's learned from other people's mistakes, it looks like.
Yeah. I didn't know, is she just a hot air or just really going to be something to watch out for?
No, I think she's something to watch out for. I think she's something to watch out for because she does have, she is the voice of the Tea Party, and she has been getting out in front of some of the issues and just saying, whether it's the debt ceiling or whether it's immigration or whether whatever issue you want to take, she sells it pretty short and sweet. And I think she's starting to win over people. She won that Iowa poll, which was kind of significant, and we'll see what happens in the next 6 months.
That's one of the big Republican money's going to back her up or Romney.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of them like Huntsman.
Huntsman? That other Mormon?
The other Mormon guy. A lot of them like him.
The only Mormon I want to see is Marie Osmer.
Marie Osmer running? She's smart enough not to run.
I think she'd probably win it hands down if she's not run. She's only a good Mormon I see, so.
That's nice. You always have your little parting shots for us at the tail end. She's the only good Mormon. There's a lot of good Mormon people. Are you kidding? Smart Mormon people. How many companies are started by the Mormons?
Yeah, I know. They're one of the biggest land owners in the country.
Absolutely. Plus multi-level marketing. They own a ton of multi-level marketing companies that are uber successful.
And they're worth trillions and trillions of money. They got money coming out of ears.
Yeah. And kids.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the kids. Well, just wondering what's going on.
That's it. I think we've solved the problems. So hang on to both, put both hands on the wheel and continue to drive out there, Rick. Play it safe. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Dan, you're up next.
Well, hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I've got some questions for you. Our book, Evel Knievel, I still haven't received it.
Oh, well, we'll get that to you.
Okay. And also, I'm becoming famous for telling my jokes. I was kidded about today by some people that listen to you as well.
I like that.
And now I would like to solve some of our financial problems. Let us do away with the EPA and let everybody just do their suing if they want to sue. That would give the lawyers a job. Two, The energy department that we spend billions of dollars upon, which has produced no energy in the entire conception of its existence, let's do away with it. And let's end the teacher's monopoly of teaching and put the states back in charge of our education for our children and do away with the Department of Education as well. Now, that could save us about, $1 trillion right there with those three little groups going down the tubes. Mm-hmm. And then also install a situation of loser pays on our tort reform for our court system to where all these environmental wackos, they could bring their little lawsuits, but if they lost, they pay our side all the way.
Oh, I like that last one especially. That's powerful. Why not? It's ridiculous. The courts are a mess, and people forget about that, Dan. That's a good point. So much money is wasted in the courts with some of these ridiculous trials.
Something else. Bachman, she's a contender. She's going to make it. This woman is very intelligent, very serious about her job and about what she wants this country to be. She's pro-drill. She's pro-energy. Mm-hmm. She's pro-restricting regulation mm-hmm. for this country on our businesses that are being strangled by Obama and crew. And it would be a 150-degree turnaround, 160-degree turnaround from what we have going on now. And this country would boom like a rabbit farm on sex drugs.
Oh, I got to save that one. That's a good quote. Thanks, Dan. All right, so Dan endorses Michelle Bachman, likes her stance on a lot of things. And as he said it, she's short and sweet when she gets up. In other words, when I say she doesn't Mickey Mouse around with what her opinions are, as Dan said, in the direction that the country should, where the country should go. And she just was in South Carolina, and she got the largest crowd so far of this kind of off political season. She had about 400 people show up just to kind of get a glimpse of her, and she outdrew Mitt Romney and the former Utah Governor John Huntsman and Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. And, you know, it's in handicapping the elections, it's an interesting thing. What, number one, America, what is it that you want in your president? Just somebody completely different from Obama? I don't care anybody but Obama. Is it somebody who actually seems to listen to the will of the people and, you know, torpedoes, full torpedoes ahead, even if people shellack me for it? What is it that you really think you need to see in a president? And does enthusiasm win elections? Does popularity win elections? Can a woman win the presidency of the United States over the incumbent man on the Democratic side of things? Ah, ask yourself that. We Can Count, finally, coming up next.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Buzz on America Tonight. Check this out. We started talking about the DREAM Act, Janet Napolitano bringing that can of worms up, saying, hey, DREAM Act, this is what we should do. This way the road to the through the military, through education, the children of illegal immigrants who are here, it's not their fault. If they're of high moral character and they don't have a criminal background, why shouldn't we go that direction? Because we certainly cannot round up all these people and deport them. We don't have the means to do that in the first place. So she had some thoughts about the DREAM Act, which I don't think will ever pass on the Hill, at least in the near future. In the meantime, from Washington across the world, it seems, to the left coast in Sacramento, there was a principal that gave a commencement speech in the crowd, to the crowd rather, and the graduating class, more importantly. And in that speech, he did it in Spanish, congratulating the students, etc., and decided that he wanted to make sure that his speech could be understood by Spanish-speaking parents and students because they make up the second largest group of the school. So he said to himself, I figure, why not in Spanish? And he says he didn't mean to offend anyone, but the parents, a lot of the parents were furious that that he did that. Because they felt like, well, this is an English-speaking country. English is the number one language here in this class. Why are you doing this in Spanish? But not everybody felt that way. And the question becomes, in California, the schools there are Spanish and English. There's kids that actually go through the school that barely know English. So if you look at it from that point of view, they wouldn't know what was going on. And certainly neither were the parents. That's why he said he decided to do it in Spanish. But that, in a nutshell, is what's wrong with this country. I lived in Spain. They were making accommodations to talk to us in English at some of their major events. Oh, a lot of people in the crowd are English-speaking. Let's do that. I mean, I know there's a lot of examples that you could use really to swing it either way, but I'm going to chalk that up to that was kind of lame. It's lame to me, especially because he went on and on and on and on. I believe he didn't mean to offend anyone, but I don't know that that was so appropriate. A lot of people think that he crossed the line. I'm going to say, yeah, you crossed the line there. Paula in Kansas. Hello, it's your turn on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What's up?
I really agree with what you just said. I taught junior high and high school, and it's called ESL, English Second Language. No, no, no. Not in my book. Here we speak English. If we were to go to a foreign country, mm-hmm. and I have been, we need to know their language.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there are interpreters for the deaf, for the blind, for people that don't know English. We would have to go over there and maybe have an interpreter or get our little books out. The other thing I want to talk about, too, was maybe I know you're knowledgeable on this. Why do we have to have political parties?
Yeah. Why? You know what? There's days I wake up and I say the very same thing, Paula. What were they thinking?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Why? And then I say, listen, I was the person who was all for the third party. Give us another alternative, at least, something else in the mix. Look at what some other countries do. Look at our voting population and how so many people don't vote. What if we could vote blank like they do in Sweden? And you just, that means you don't like any of the candidates, the choices, the parties. So you just vote blank, and then they have to come up with alternatives to what's being offered.
Well, and that's, you know, candidate. And my thing has always been, I've worked around a lot of people that, you know, they don't vote because they don't think they have a difference, then hello, you can't bitch about who's in office.
Oh, that's true. I agree with that. I always say that if you want to complain or you don't like what I'm saying about a candidate or you think somebody else hung the moon or whatever, but then it turns out you look at their voting record and they never voted or they voted once or twice ever in their life, and that's not right. I think everybody should vote because you would make a difference. It would make a difference if you had a multitude of people out there. Even with the Electoral College, it wouldn't matter. It would be huge.
Yes, and one thing, when my son and my daughter turned 21, you know, of age to vote, that was a mother and daughter thing we did. It was a son and mother we did, you know.
Right,
and
right.
We talked about who did we, you know, did about our own things, you know. How
right,
we,
who were you
we
voting
did.
For, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it wasn't necessarily about libertarian or a Republican or Democrat. Now, I know you have to go to the voting polls And you got to declare your party, quote unquote. But I think,
or you could be, you know, you could be independent and not, you wouldn't get to vote in the primaries, but then if you were independent, you wouldn't have to go either way. You can vote for whoever you want. If you register independent, that's the other alternative.
Right. And what I did, I am registered as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily vote Republican. So I look at the candidates, I read, I am knowledgeable, and I go who I think is going to best serve what I want out of the country, or who. So I didn't vote for McCain. I didn't vote for Barack Obama. And I can't remember at the time. I went right up the middle because I didn't want either one of them.
Right. Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. You vote, that means you're paying attention, you're voting on records and what people are saying, and you're trying to focus on everything that's out there and cut through the clutter. And it's very tough to do that, but I applaud you for that, and I applaud you for passing on that civic duty to both of your kids. I think that's tremendous, and they probably both vote, and they will probably pass that on as well. Thanks, Paula.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah. That's my family was like, my mother was like Paula. So when we were kids and we were at the dinner table, and probably why my interest has always been piqued about politics and what's happening, we always talked about it. We always talked about what was happening. We always talked about wait till you can vote. And that was a very big thing that was drummed into us about the responsibility of pay attention, learn what's happening, get involved in the community, know what's going on in your country, for goodness sake, and vote. So, yeah, I wouldn't even think of not voting. Oh, it's too inconvenient or whatever. Especially, I always give this example, but it is very true. When you go to another country, or if you've been in another country when they're voting, oh, boy, I can tell you a couple horror stories. One is when I was in Chihuahua, and it was the pre and the Panista parties, those two parties, and the Panistas were stuffing the ballot box, and we were getting shots of it. And they wanted to shoot us, and it was kind of scary. But people openly saw what they were doing, and what are they going to do? They voted for their people, and then everything got stuffed down the boxes, and ultimately they picked the candidate they wanted, the people in power, who they wanted to be in place as a mayor, in place in some of these other elections that they were having. So it makes you feel differently when you go someplace else and you see what they go through just to vote. You see how hard it is to not let the cheating go, you know, you have to let the cheating go by for fear that they would just murder you and your family. Or places where they really don't have the right kind of vote or a say in what's happening. And too often people, I believe, forget that. Mm. I promise you, coming up, this is like waiting for the punchline, the worst. I promise you, coming up, we are going to do another version of We Can Count.
It's the longest tease ever.
I know. It's the worst. I'm like a crappy anchor woman in some crappy little market who's just learning the craft. That's what it feels like as I drag this out. And another thing, I promise you, it's going to be hot tomorrow. We've got the weather forecast coming up. It's the worst when they say that, and then the weather gets cut short or something happens because somebody else has bled over. They've taken too much time. Well, we saved enough time to do We Can Count, so I promise you that is next around the bend.
Can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com.
With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Here's a first for We Can Count. Do you ever think you'd live to hear these words? The Pope has sent out his first tweet. Yes, it's true. He has sent out a tweet. Well, I guess you have to use the medium, however, you can get the message across. He typed it himself on an iPad. The Vatican confirmed it is the inaugural tweet. It announced the launch of news.va. It's a Vatican news and information site. Just seems so odd, doesn't it? Wonder how many people are following the Pope on Twitter. I'm imagining lots of people are following the Pope. What kind of tweets can we look forward to in the near future from Pope Benedict? I got a couple. We're going to save that for another night. Here's one for you. The transit shooting victim. Remember that story? And remember the mother who was just, crushed. So San Francisco, it's called BART. They agreed to pay $1.3 million to the mother of a 22-year-old unarmed black man who was fatally shot by a transit guy in 2009. She says, you know, no amount of money could replace my son Oscar, not $1 or $100 million, but my heart feels broken for the loss of my son. It didn't have to be that way. Yeah, that was a crazy mix-up thing where the officer was convicted last year of involuntary manslaughter for fatally shooting her son on an Oakland train platform New Year's Day. Ooh, that is rough. She's right. That is rough to deal with it, no matter how much money somebody's awards you. It will not ever, ever, ever take away that sting of that son. Just unarmed, standing up there, getting shot. This can't be ignored, so we are squeezing it into We Can Count. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but there was a suicide attack in an Afghanistan hotel, a really nice one. The Intercontinental there is nice. So they stormed it. They set off explosions. They went back and forth with gunfire for hours that probably seemed even longer to some of the people that were there when it was going on. Finally, a NATO helicopter took out three of the remaining gunmen because they said there were six all together. But the Afghan police battled the people that they arrested throughout the time after they picked them out because they had gone through the night. And we were talking machine gun fire, rocket-propelled grenades, all of that, and a blacked-out building. Ooh, that spells trouble to me. In the end, on the other side, nobody was taken out, but 10 dead from that hotel, the Intercontinental in Kabul. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm going to touch on the end of the show tonight. Sorry I didn't call earlier. Hey, by the way, our buddy down in Texas, it's 180 degrees, not 160.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes I think he's had a few too many, but no, I'm just getting rich, man. Hey, I was going to ask for Michelle Bachman. Too far to the right, maybe? Who knows?
Yeah, she could be too far to the right to get elected, because who is going to vote Republican? What Republican can win over undecideds? That's important. She definitely has the Tea Party vote. I think she's got that locked. But what about the more mainstream Republicans? Will they vote for Michelle Bachman?
Well,
or the non-Republicans?
Well, I honestly think the biggest issue, Kate, is going to be the economy and getting jobs going again and the budget, you know, as in the deficit, you know. Obama's already gotten everything he wanted just about. I don't think he really cares if he wins another election or not. But, of course, he'd like to win another election so he can keep on doing it. But, you know, keep running $1 trillion a year in debt, or $1.5 trillion, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know what, it's just kind of a, you know, the reason why I'm a little bit for Huntsman, not so much because he was governor of Utah, it's the fact that whenever he presented a budget, it had to be a balanced budget. It's required by state law there. Utah hasn't been in debt in over 60 years, you know, and so, you know, you have to start looking at people that might know how to work us out of this problem that we have. I don't know that there's a one solution fits all. You know, somewhere something's going to get cut, you know, and somebody's going to be mad, you know. But it's just got to a point. I like, what's that buddy's name in Texas? I'm tired tonight.
Dan in Texas?
Yeah, he was bringing up the same thing you and I have talked about, getting rid of some of this repetitious government.
Oh, you know? Yeah. We're layered with too much of it.
The states know how to run education systems, you know. Federal feds should have nothing to do with it, you know. And in any case, though, so I don't know. You know, she's a nice lady. I guess she did get caught, I heard today, on a couple of, she doesn't know her history from back at the time of the Declaration that well or something like that. She got embarrassed on a couple parts about that. But other than that, you know, I just don't know, one, if she's too far to right, two, does she really have the experience, you know? And she is a congresswoman, but, you know, has she ever had to balance a budget? Well, no, she hasn't been a governor. She hasn't been in, you know, so far, the time she's been in Congress, they've never had a balanced budget.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but...
A lot of people are very curious about Huntsman. You just said it, how you have to have a balanced budget in Utah. He was the governor of Utah, and there are people that in the Democratic Party that think he's scary. They don't like the idea of him running. They're afraid that he could pull in too much in the middle.
And you know, the thing is that he definitely wouldn't be in it for the money. I mean, his family's so thick and rich. You know, for Huntsman Chemical,
right.
And you know, they're famous for making all the plastic bottles you get with Coke, Pepsi, and all that. You know, but in this case, because if you go past last election, you know, I mean,
we're losing you there, Don. We got to let you slide. Sounds like you're in a tunnel, so we don't want everyone to hear your voice cracking up there, because it was hard to try to figure out what you were saying. But we got the gist of your message in talking about Bachman and talking about who's electable. I mean, that is the million-dollar question. What do you want to see in a president? Who of everybody, including the incumbent, because I'm sure there's some people listening that think Obama should be reelected. What's very interesting to me in taking the temperature of this, honestly, this is the truth. I have friends who are left of left. I have friends who are right of right. I have friends who are just flat out just conservative, mildly conservative, whatever. So basically, like probably many of you, I have friends with strong opinions on both sides. And in conversations with them, just even in the last couple of weeks, I talked to the Democratic friends, and they don't really believe at all that Obama's going to be reelected. I talked to the Republican friends, and they think that Obama is going to be reelected because they don't feel as though there's somebody strong enough. Isn't that interesting? And yet, we see the polls daily. I talk about the polls probably ad nauseum. I actually had a poll-free show this time around. But there are a lot of scenarios that are cropping up, both with what's going on with the economy, the finishing of the wars, and gas prices going way, way up and then dropping way, way down, and what people's perception of why that is. So I think 2012 might be even more interesting than I initially thought. Any thoughts that you want to share with us about the show, send them to me. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on email, and bada bing, you're in.